flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready to watch Bill on Saturday?
I guess so. Holy smokes.
That happened right at the end of our show yesterday.
Yeah.
That's the clearest indication.
I think he's going there.
Bill, well, I'm not sure about that, but okay. It's the clearest indication Bill wants to go there, which when we talked about this last week.
I think he is.
I did not think that for a second. I thought this was all about leverage. No. That was a real pitch. You heard it on the McAfee show.
It was wild.
What's my pitch to get hired at a place like UNC? That was it.
That was funny because they did a lot of grab ass. Initially, they talked about Navy for a while. Look, and you're like, are they even going to talk about this?
Keith,
it was mostly grab ass.
We've been accused.
We have.
Of grab assing around a little too often.
A little grab butt.
Okay, so like, who are we? Who among us?
No, I'm just saying what it was.
But that was a lot of grab ass.
They warmed him up to that. Yes. And then he delivered. And so I didn't think there was any chance he was going to go to college, let alone to North Carolina. And then hearing that, first of all, they confirmed that he talked to him.
Yep.
Old Bill Belichick wouldn't even have done that.
Nope.
And then he confirmed that he talked to him. And then he's like, if I take the job, and then he goes on this whole thing. And he nailed exactly what his recruiting pitch would be and why I think he would be a pretty good candidate. Like, I think it would only last for a few years, obviously, at his age and everything else. But if you're North Carolina, we talked about the names that they were bringing in there before. Arthur Smith, only because he went there, and he's like, no. The Tulane coach, no. Steve Wilkes, I guess, is also a candidate. But if they could get Bill Belichick, that'd be huge for them. And I had originally put the chances of Bill going to college about the same as the Red Sox signing Juan Soto.
Yeah.
However,
in a moment of weakness, maybe 1%.
I went to one, and then went right back down. Yeah. The next day, I went right back down to zero. But after hearing that yesterday, and as we've played it out all year long, what NFL teams would bring in Bill?
Yeah.
And he obviously, all year long, has probably been like waiting to hear, putting out feelers, whatever. He doesn't like what he's hearing. So if he really wants to coach, which I think he does, I think the TV thing, like, he did it. I don't think that's what he really wants
to
do.
He did it as a means to return to coaching.
Yeah.
And we all saw right through that. We all knew what that was.
But shockingly enough, to return to coaching might be college, might be the ACC at North Carolina. And after hearing that yesterday on McAfee, I think that's what it is. I'm up to like 85%. Like, I think that's where he's going now.
Okay. I think that's where he wants to go. If he wants to go there, why isn't it done? Like, what's the holdup with UNC? Why isn't this deal done?
Money?
Okay. Maybe. So
how much is he going to get paid? Can I bring Bebop and Rocksteady and both my kids? Like, maybe he's trying to, like,
so does he
want to
go there? So does he want to go there, or is it about money? Like, this is what I'm starting to wonder. Like, what's the hang up on UNC?
Well, do you think he would go to just any NFL team at this point? And, like,
kind
of. You don't think he would haggle for money, though?
Look, there's a baseline, but I kind of think. I kind of think he'd be willing to go just about anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as they're going to compensate him, whatever that baseline number
is. And maybe the hang-up is the Steve Belichick angle that sort of got put out there yesterday about, hey, I want my son to be the coach in waiting. And maybe they're like, listen, dude, like, we want you. We'll pay you $8-9 million, which is not the most in college, but it's a good chunk.
Yep.
You can bring in Patricia and Judge and your kids, but you can't tell us who the next coach is going to be. Like, that could be the hang-up. They might want him,
okay,
but, like, why do we want your son?
Here's the point. The NFL doesn't want Bill.
Yeah.
If it's not done yet, I wonder if UNC has a few hang-ups about Bill Belichick, is what I wonder. It could be the Steve Belichick request.
Wouldn't you, if you were North Carolina for a second, would that be, that'd be the thing I'd push back on?
Yes.
I'd give Bill whatever my budget is. I'd be like, yeah, I want you. I think you're better than all these other candidates.
I'll pay you whatever. You're raising money through boosters. You're leaning on deep-pocketed alums, boosters,
yep,
to pay Bill. So it's not like it's coming out of, like, the university's budget, per se. So I agree. The money really shouldn't be an object with Bill, if you really want him. The Steve Belichick thing would be weird. I'm telling you right now, I think they're battling a little of, and I don't know how influential ex-players like Julius Peppers are at UNC. I think they're battling that some of the ex-players want Steve Wilks. Peppers had a tweet last night, you know, I know who I want, or something like that.
Yeah.
And apparently that's about Steve Wilks. It's not about Bill Belichick. Huh. So it might not be the slam dunk within UNC that we all think it is. There's some kind of hangup because this started last week. This started late last week,
yeah,
and you would think once it leaks out there, Bill's going to want to move quickly. Bill doesn't want this thing dragged out if he really wants that job, and it's not just for leverage and getting his name out there.
Well, unless he is holding
a mutually beneficial
thing.
Now,
the problem is the timing isn't great. So if you're waiting for all of the NFL jobs to be available, it's a month.
If he wants the UNC job, he's not going to wait for an NFL job. Be like, I want that job, but that's not what he's going to do.
But don't you think he wants an NFL job more?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. So
I don't think he doesn't think there's going to be NFL jobs.
He might be right.
He is now coming to the realization there won't be an NFL job.
No, he might be right. But then it's sort of one of those, like, do I take the UNC job and then a month later there's a couple of NFL jobs that I didn't think were going to be available?
I think he knows it's not going to happen.
I still go back to the list of NFL head coach candidates, and it's not a great list. So if there are 9 openings, and I know Bill isn't a slam dunk hire for a number of reasons. He might want too much control, his age, you know, what he's done with young quarterbacks over the last 4 years, you know, all that stuff. There's questions about him. Is he bringing in the entire, like, are you ripping out the entire staff to bring in all his guys? But there's also only a handful of candidates where you're like, that guy's definitely better. Everybody else, you're like,
okay,
it's either an unknown.
So I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the candidates are pretty underwhelming. I like Ben Johnson. I like Vrabel better than Bill. I think Deion Sanders, if he wants to leave Colorado, because his kids leaving Colorado, kids plural, are leaving Colorado, well, then maybe he would be higher on the list. He would be for me. But I think it's a pretty underwhelming class. But I didn't think last year was the greatest coaching class either.
Rod Mayo got a job.
Thank you. In terms of who netted jobs, Vrabel was out there last year too. He didn't get a gig.
No.
So what's the issue for Bill Belichick? Like, what? Why doesn't the NFL want him? And I wonder if UNC isn't even totally sold on him. It's not Bill who is being picky and choosy and waiting for an NFL job. I wonder if UNC has cold feet about Bill.
I think the NFL doesn't want him because they have gone to such a swing to the young coach. I don't think they value the experienced coach anymore.
And the ex-player. It's a young coach and it's an ex-player is kind of the trend.
Yeah, ex-players have turned it around a little bit. There is more offense than defense. We've talked about this before. It's not as drastic as I thought it would be or thought it should be. I think the Sean McVay imprint has kind of lessened and teams are willing to take good defensive coordinators. But how many guys in that last cycle were in their 30s? And you're like, and have never been a head coach before and boom, got a job. So that's obviously working against Bill Belichick. There still is that debate about, does he want to be a GM or, like, does he want to have full player control? And even if he says he doesn't, is he going to kind of strong arm the guy who does? And, like, that's a tough relationship. Bill's hasn't had to deal with that. Bill's been his guy the whole time he's been a head coach. So that's a big part of it. And you know, to what end? If you hire a head coach, even though there's a lot of turnover, isn't your hope this guy's here for the next decade? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you're hoping in the back of your mind. And with Bill, like, there's no, even best case scenario, he's not coaching that long. So there's a lot kind of, I would say, working against him. But even still, it is Bill Belichick. And if you're a team like Dallas and you see some of the stupid mistakes they make on the field to lose another game, if you convince yourself, like, he can be the guy that kind of cleans that up a little bit and takes what we are and improves it a little bit.
But what's the whole, like, what does Bill have to wait for that? Like, Mike McCarthy's not coming back. Jerry Jones knows what he's doing with his coach. And so he knows Bill's out there.
Yeah.
If Bill thought he had a lead on the Dallas job, I don't think he'd be flirting with the University of North Carolina.
I don't think he has talked to Jerry Jones, clearly.
He doesn't have a lead on any jobs the NFL. The NFL doesn't want him. So, Keith, it might be he's demanding too much. Very possible. You know, whether that's at UNC with Steve Belichick as the coach in waiting, whether it's the financials, whether it's the power. He needs all the power within an NFL organization or even some of these colleges. He wants too much power and influence. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It might be about that for Bill. It might be about his age. It's a fair point. You know, how long is he going to be with an NFL team? What even is his motivation? Is his motivation just getting the Shula record? I think that's fair. College, I'd be a little less concerned. I feel like you could get more time out of Bill in college
than in the
NFL. Yeah, I mean,
four.
Yeah, maybe like five. Yeah, I don't know what you're really signing up for.
Bobby Bowden and Joe Pa were obviously extremely old, but they were also there. They
were cooked by age.
They were gassed. Joe Pa's doing the game up in the booth. Like,
best,
it was
best case scenario. You're getting 7 or 8 years out of Bill, and the last two probably suck.
He's in the booth.
Yeah, in Colorado. He's not even on the sidelines anymore. He's up there coaching in the box.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there might also be this, like it might be worth bringing up, Patriots fans. We all maybe overrated Bill a little bit, too. That doesn't mean he sucks. That doesn't mean he's no good. But he did win 4 games a year ago. He has accomplished exactly nothing in his professional career without Tom Brady. And I wonder if that's somewhere on the list, too. He wants the sun, the moon, and the stars. He's demanding everything.
Yeah.
His kid's going to be the coach in waiting. He's going to bring all his scrubby friends with him. He wants to be paid at the top of the market. He wants all power and influence. And, oh, by the way, all he's ever done is wake up one day and win with Tom Brady. We're not going to blow everything up for this guy.
See, if I'm North Carolina, but this is University of North Carolina. Uh-huh. They played the Duke's Mayo Bowl a year ago. Yep. Like, they should do whatever they can for Bill Belichick. That's what I would do.
Okay, well, they're not.
Well, they haven't to this point. I mean, he could sign today. Like, we could breaking news on this very program.
Yeah,
he's a Tar Heel now. That could happen.
I heard it was supposed to get done yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't mean I heard it. I mean, yeah. I've heard others say that, and it hasn't gotten done. So what's the holdup? And is it Bill holding it up, or is it UNC?
I don't know. Has UNC got, you know, some secret candidates they want to go through? Because Wiggy was all over this. Like, between high school kids declaring where they're going to go, transfer portal, all that stuff. Kids that are at the school right now deciding whether or not they want to leave or stay. Picking your next head coach is extremely important in college football. Like, now. Like, now's the time to do it. Even though, you know, the bowl games haven't started and all that. Like, they're always on to the next year. So I feel like Bill either agrees with North Carolina this week or he doesn't. And then he's sort of waiting, fingers crossed, for one of these NFL jobs. That's what it feels like. I feel like the timing for this specific job is probably coming up now.
Well, I was told last year he was definitely going to get an NFL job. Then I was told this year he was going to have his pick of the litter for NFL jobs. And clearly NFL teams want him. And he's stooping to UNC, and it's dragging out.
North Carolina.
So, I don't know. Maybe people don't want Bill as much as you think. Maybe we've overrated Bill Belichick. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number here on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on in there. Very pro-Bill right now, it appears.
Yeah.
You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. On the recruiting part, let's say Bill does go to college. We were just talking about this with Wiggy off the air.
Yeah, Wiggy and I disagree. I think he would be a I think he'd be a magnet for a lot of players because they want to go pro. Every kid who's like a 3-4-5-star recruit
wants to go pro.
And who could get you, at least in your mind, better prepared to be a pro who has more pro experience. Nobody has more pro experience than Bill.
It was Bill's pitch.
Yeah.
But that's not really the way it works in recruiting anymore. It's not a level playing field. It's about paying kids.
Yep.
Bill didn't want to pay Tom Brady at the end. Bill doesn't want to pay over the years on balance. I know there were exceptions.
Brady was 40. These kids are 17.
Okay, fine. There's plenty of young players Bill didn't want
to
play.
To pay these guys. There's now. They're young.
Plenty of young guys on their rookie deals Bill wanted to run off here in New England.
That's right.
Or guys he stuck his nose up at in free agency.
That's right.
Now he's going to pay a 17-year-old high school kid?
Well, it is strange because his buddy Nick Saban got out now because of this. Saban's like, I don't want to deal with this. So he got out.
A lot of college coaches are getting out
of it. They're kind of bailing on it. They're like, this isn't the same. The Virginia basketball coach bailed. He was like, this sucks. He's like,
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. He's like, this isn't college basketball anymore. So guys don't like it. Although it might kind of work in Bill's favor where the college coaches are like, this is too much like the pros. So wouldn't the pro coaches be like, yeah, it's kind of like the pros now? And I'm sure Bill would be annoyed paying some of these kids, but that's why all these schools now have like GMs. And that's where I wonder if Bill allows somebody else to sort of handle that. Pick the players that we want. You have sort of a budget in mind. We can offer you this, that, and the other thing, and then go from there. You don't need to get every single top recruit. I just think he would get more top recruits than Mac Brown got at North Carolina and more than the previous guys got at North Carolina. I think you'd do pretty well. I think there'd be an appeal there. Just like anytime there's an NBA coach, even with the fraction of the success, goes to college, I'm like, yeah, I think those guys would probably attract some guys. Like, I always thought when Brad Stevens, I didn't think he was going to be as good of a GM as he is, but if Brad Stevens went to the college right now, I think a bunch of players would play for him. And they'd be like, this guy was on the bench. He coached Tatum. Like, they would have all that stuff.
I know, but would they take less money to do it?
How much less? And I think it depends on what kind of advice the kid's getting. Some kid will say, $1 million to play at Alabama or $750 to play at North Carolina. I'm going to go to Alabama. But if it's similar type schools and one of them has Bill Belichick there, who you think can get you better prepared to make your real money in the pros, if you have any kind of long thinking, like maybe you would still choose them. You can't lowball them completely. You're not going to get anybody if you lowball them.
No, and I've heard this before. Bill's going to run it like it's free agency. And, Bill's going to have a budget.
2021 free agency or 2022 free agency?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Largely, how did Bill run it over his 20-plus years here in New England? Largely, he wasn't paying the most. That doesn't mean there weren't exceptions like 2021.
Let me ask you this.
Or a splash signing like Stephon Gilmore. But largely, we all know how he ran it.
All right. Who would be more willing to spend on players? University of North Carolina or Robert Kraft?
That's a good question.
I think North Carolina, if they go down the Belichick road,
yeah,
they're
maybe.
Like, hey,
that might be true.
You don't have to do it forever, but like we're gonna shock the world right now. We just got one of the best head coaches in NFL history to come to our school.
That might be true.
So we can't sacrifice now. Whereas Kraft's like, well, what if we kind of go around here and do this, that, the other thing? Like, why can't you just draft and develop? They need to turn it around. I also think there's a small chance it could work. Now, he's not going to be there forever. But players talked all the time about how they would get burnt out from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you play for 2-3 years and you're gone anyway, right? Like, college might actually work out well for him. And, Tom Brady is sort of the one guy that played 20 years and we know how it ended. Everybody else, there's a much shorter shelf life for Bill. It's kind of perfect, kind of set up that way. Because Nick Saban was a hard ass, too. And look at all the players that he got to go to Alabama and they got coached way more hard than a lot of other guys around the league probably or around the country probably did. So I don't know. I think there's something to it. And again, I think I don't know. It feels like he's more likely to coach at North Carolina than he is in the NFL right
now. So the top recruit this year got $7.5 million from Michigan.
You Bill's think not Bill paying close? That.
And Portnoy gave him all that money, right? Was that the kid that Portnoy paid?
I have no idea.
There was he was involved in one of
Bill
those
Bill is not paying an 18-year-old $7.5 million. Mm. He's not doing that.
Unlikely.
He won't do it.
Yeah.
A kid has
But North Carolina's probably not in that world anyway. Okay. They're not in the Michigan-Texas world.
Okay, fine.
But they can get guys. I think they can get guys.
Okay. I'm skeptical about it. I'm skeptical about how it would work, but I'm skeptical it's even a slam dunk that UNC wants Bill.
Where would
that
recruiting class
rank? Not Bill wants
UNC.
I think it's – I'm skeptical UNC even wants Bill.
So you think they were just using him for what, the pub?
Maybe.
They talked to him. They talked to him a couple times.
Yeah.
I think they would be thrilled to have Bill.
Well, it's not done
then
yet.
It's going to be up to them how much money they spend. It's not Bill being like – Hey, you're like, I'm going to, you know, give them my money. Like, no, North Carolina's giving them their money.
I didn't see the Falcons saying no to Bill. But I didn't see the Falcons not making Bill a top three finalist. And guess what? He wasn't.
But the way all this nonsense works.
And the Falcons are kind of the UNC of the NFL.
They're the same thing. But, like, if you're a car dealership in Chapel Hill, aren't you a little bit more interested? There's going to be more eyeballs on the product if Belichick's on the sideline than if Steve Wilkes is.
Yeah.
So I think you might be able to squeeze more money out of every car dealership, every, you know, athletic apparel, every whatever else they're selling down there. I think they'd be more interested with Bill. So then that way maybe you can pay, not $7.5 million, but you can pay, you can get into that world a little bit.
All right, let's jump in on this. We'll begin with it here today on Jones and Keefe. Not all we'll be talking about. It's a busy, busy day. A Tier Tuesday. We'll tier off the top teams in the NFL and the Patriots as well. Mm-hmm. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran about Gerard Mayo's future. Some interesting reporting today, along with Bill Belichick and the likelihood he'll wind up at UNC. That's Tommy Curran at high noon. We got Kiefer Madness at 12:45. It's a D'Angelo's Tuesday.
Yes.
Get excited for that. Normally a little extra pep in our step on Tuesdays because of that. And let's get to Gerard Mayo and whether or not he's coaching for his job down the stretch, along with all your Bill Belichick thoughts right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Boston Bruins are in Winnipeg tonight to play the Jets. David Pastrnak missed yesterday's practice with an upper body injury and is listed as day-to-day. Face-off at the Canada Life Center is at 8 o'clock. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, offensive tackle Caden Wallace returned to the practice field after being placed on the IR in Week 4 with an ankle injury. Patriots players are off today and will return to practice tomorrow. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Cowboys 27-20 in Dallas. Boise State's Ashton Gentry, Colorado's Travis Hunter, Miami's Cam Ward, and Oregon's Dylan Gabriel were all named finalists for this season's Heisman Trophy Award. And the Celtics will return to the court Thursday night when the Seas host the Detroit Pistons. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.